Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
Hey everybody, so as the head of the White House Office of Gun Violence Prevention, I'm very excited to tell you that as of today we are closing the gun show loophole. Basically, we are requiring that anybody who sells guns as a dealer has to do background checks. And what we know is this is going to save lives. So it's an important step forward. We got more to do. We need to pass an assault weapons ban. We need red flag laws and universal background checks. But good news to report today. Take care.
If you ban them in the future, the bullets will have been shot and there won't be any more available.
So you don't shoot deer with a bullet that size. If you do, you could cook it at the same time.
Put that double barrel shotgun and fire two blasts outside the house.
That is without a doubt the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
This is 2A Tuesday, brought to you by the Range St. Louis West.
Mark Walters with us, host of Armed American Radio and just an all-around great American himself. Mark, how are you?
I'm doing wonderful. Mark, I have a gun I want to sell you. I'm not going to make a profit on it. Would you like to buy it from me?
It's very likely.
Good. And hey, ATF listening, I'm not going to record a sale, and I'm not going to get a background check for him. There you go.
That sounds like a loophole, darn it. You know, here's the thing about it. I don't know what I'm missing, but Kamala Harris says, we're closing the gun show loophole. If you're a gun dealer, you have to do a background. Gun dealers already have to do background checks. It's the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard.
Well, yeah, and first I want to thank you. I don't wake up in the morning and watch news anymore. It's too stressful. So I watch like cartoons and stuff to start my day. And the first thing I got to hear is her voice.
Oh, sorry, dude.
Thanks for that, guys.
Yeah.
No, that's okay. You just got me started working a little bit early today. That's all. Now, you know, what they're saying is it's the ATF changing the language again. Mark, you and I have talked about this many times. It was never about bump stocks. It was about the ATF being able to say it's something that it's not. It was never about ghost guns. It's about the ATF being able to describe what is now a gun. It was never about pistol braces. It was about the ATF changing the language. Now they're changing the word, the definition of the word sale. And as you know, there's no such thing as a gun show loophole. So what they're trying to do is build a national registry by changing the language and get away with it to create a background check on every single sale and a backdoor registry of firearms.
Yep.
That's simple. That's what they're trying to do. They're skirting the legislative process to do it. They will lose. We will beat them in court.
And because, important to point out, Mark, in order to know when Grandpa Joe sells his gun to his grandson or gives it to him, you need to know Grandpa Joe had that gun. So if there's not a registry, it doesn't work.
Correct.
So but I hope hopefully that's obvious
DOJ
to people.
DOJ told him that.
Yeah.
Obama's own DOJ said that to him.
Yeah, good luck over my dead body would be the answer to that one for sure. You know, Kim brought this story up to me the other day, and this was the decision in Tennessee to allow teachers to conceal carry. Now, you know, my thought on it is it's long overdue. I'm glad that they've done it, but of course, Democrats are making it controversial down there.
Well, that's because that's all they have. That's all they can do. In order to talk about Tennessee, let me go to Colorado for a minute. In Colorado, a Colorado concealed carry permit holder can carry on school property.
Wow.
Has there ever been a problem?
No.
No. So the Democrats want to make it a problem and say, well, teachers can't carry in schools. Okay. There's no problem. Democrats create a problem that doesn't exist so that they can take away your rights to solve said non-existent problem. And that's what they're trying to do in Tennessee, is the same type of concept that they're doing in Colorado, creating a problem where none exists. Now, also in Tennessee, a bill has passed that now requires real gun safety, as in, you know, don't touch the gun safety, kids.
Wow.
In Tennessee schools. What's wrong with that?
Nothing.
Nothing. That's real common sense, listeners, not what you hear from the other side. It's all change the language, move the goalposts, change the rules, make you a felon. And I want to point this out, the statistic. By the way, when Kamala Harris said that it will keep us safer, 0.008 of criminals buy any gun at a gun show. They steal your guns, ladies and gentlemen. They don't buy them and get background checks.
Yeah, it's true. And, you know, in terms of where the guns would be in the classroom, I think these people have to have, like, 20 hours of ongoing training every year. They have to do something above and beyond the normal concealed carry requirements.
It's a lot.
And then somebody said, well, as long as they've got the gun locked up somewhere in the classroom, I'm okay with that. I would argue, Mark, I don't know how you feel about this. If you're a concealed carry holder, where's your gun the safest and most secure is when it's on you, correct?
That is absolutely correct. And very quickly, as a personal note, I flew to California to meet with the owner of an insurance company, to meet with a jewelry store owner who had been smash and grab robbed three times. Two of them you saw on national television. I asked him, do you have a concealed carry permit? He said, I do. I said, are you carrying your gun? He said, no, it's in the safe. Mm-hmm. And the owner of the insurance company said, and I'll try to imitate him as best I can, what good is that doing?
Thank you.
I think my biggest thing would be just making sure you have the safety on, because I hear about how crazy some of these kids are as young as like elementary school and middle school. So I think that would be my biggest thing, because I think you make a really good point that you want it on you because you need to be able to access it very quickly if you need it, if there's an emergency. But I just hear of these crazy kids and I worry that they would try to like overpower the teachers. Now, if you have a gun, obviously.
Well,
what are they going to do? Look, but that's one of my fears. But I support them being armed.
Sure, and we can set up hypotheticals all day. And there are thousands of armed teachers across this country. Most people don't realize that, already lawfully carrying, from Ohio to Colorado and many states in between. And what you just described has never once happened.
Yeah.
Not one time.
And
as far as the safety, it is. I think I would be remiss to point out, if I didn't point out, but the safety is right here in between your ears.
Yeah,
the safety is right here in your mind, right? And that is, don't squeeze the trigger until I need to squeeze the trigger. But yeah, these are things, you know, the left likes to create all these hypotheticals all day long that don't exist in order to pass a new law. And in the case of the Biden administration, just use the weaponized ATF to bypass passing laws that make you criminals. Everything the ATF is doing now carries the full weight of law. They will kick your door in, see Arkansas executive director of the airport who's now dead, when they could have just arrested him at home.
Right.
The ATF is looking for any excuse they can to come after law-abiding gun dealers and law-abiding gun owners. And that should frighten every single American, gun owner or not.
It certainly should. Armed American Radio and, of course, Second Amendment Foundation spokesman Mark Walters. Thank you, my friend.
God bless you guys both. Good morning, Kim, too, by the way.
Good morning. Have a great day. Thanks, Mark.
Yeah, have a good one. Yeah, I appreciate it. Yeah, I've been around guns for most of my 50-plus years here, and I have never had one fire if my finger wasn't on the trigger.
Mm-hmm.
It just doesn't happen. And there are guns like Glocks that don't have safeties. They're designed that way. They also don't fire unless you pull the trigger.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the safest place for a gun, if you are a concealed carry holder, is on your body, right? Because if you need it in the middle of the night and it's locked in a safe, you got to fumble with getting it out of that safe or wherever you've got it stored if somebody's breaking into your house or whatever the case may be. So if you're going to go to the trouble to carry it, to have a concealed carry license, you should carry the gun. In my personal opinion.
Your partner on Second Amendment Radio in the Great Outdoors has just texted me. And
Bo
says,
Matthews, is he in the thought tub this morning?
He's listening to the show right now and is saying, conceal means people don't know that you have it.
Well, and I think that's a good point, too. I think that would be the key would be if you are standing with it right on your hip when you're up at the front of the classroom. I don't know. I support this bill. I think Mark brings up a great point. Mark Walters saying that never has that happened where somebody's been able to like overpower you. I just hear about how crazy the kids are now. I feel like teachers are walking out of the classroom being like, I'm out. These kids are, I can't discipline them. I can't, you know, lay a hand on them because parents are up in arms saying, you abuse my child. So I don't know.
It's crazy. For yeah. sure. I know that.
Get more at 971talk.com. Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.